The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong time? Erica is here. Good morning, Erica.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Good morning. What's going on, Erica? Are you you having a disagreement with somebody?
Yes. I'm having a disagreement with my husband, unfortunately.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
Welcome to the club. I mean, I'm not having a disagreement with my husband. I'm just... And never mind.
We get it.
Okay. So I just want to know if I'm wrong in this circumstance. My husband gets infuriated that when he's talking and having a conversation, he's explaining what he's saying. Like, he says I interrupt him all the time.
Yeah. Do you interrupt him all the time?
No. I mean, when he's talking, I'll just agree and say, oh, yeah, you know, like, I agree with that. Or, oh, my goodness, no, you know, I don't get it or something like that. So that's just having a conversation.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit there and wait and you have a whole, like, speech you're going to get out and be like, oh, yeah, you know what you said, like, 5 minutes ago? I don't agree with that. It's just regular dialogue. I don't know what's going on.
So if he starts talking and you immediately disagree with him, instead of waiting for him to finish, you'll just jump in and say, I disagree with that. You're wrong.
Yeah.
See, to me, that would be interrupting, but I guess that's different. That's different than...
No, it's just like how we're talking right now. You're talking, and then I say no.
Right, you're going back and forth about something.
Yeah. You finished your sentence, and so I'm just like, oh, no, I don't think so. Or, hey, you know, explain more.
Okay, all right. What is your husband's name, Erica?
My husband's name is Brad.
All right, let's call Brad here and find out why he wants to interrupt you all the time.
Hello?
Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking. Doing really well. Brad, it's Mark Kay, by the way. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Brad.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also joining us today, Erica.
Your wife.
Hey, babe. What's up?
Yeah.
Brad, she told us that you get really frustrated with her because she interrupts you a lot when you're trying to make a point about something.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's true. I I talk and she interrupts me. That's pretty cut and dried. I mean, we do get into it sometimes because I'll be telling a story and she'll stop me halfway through and I don't even get.
That's not true.
That's not true. She says that's just conversation, though. Like, that's the way she converses.
No, I know. I mean, look, I mean, here's the thing. You know, babe, we've been married a long time, and you know, you say you know me so well, and we do. But,
I do know you so well, babe. Like, that's why. That's why I know, like, when to agree or ask you more. So that's just conversation. Isn't that what we're doing right now? We're all having a conversation.
Yeah, but you also know that I'm, you know, when I tell stories or I'm telling something, I'm really detail-oriented, and I like to...
Yeah, and I know what you're trying to get at. So this is not an issue. Like, babe, we're on the same page here, right?
Well, but you can't read my mind, though. I mean, if you can read my mind, I'll just walk around and won't say anything, and then I'll just think.
Well, of course I know what you're going to say.
If I'm asking you your opinion about something, then I expect you to jump in. But if I'm telling you a story from work and I'm trying to fill in all the details,
you talk about those people all the time, so I already know. I already know what they look like. You tell me what they wear. I mean, I've heard these things before, so. I don't interrupt you. Like, I'm just I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
But when I'm talking along, sometimes you'll ask me why I'm not talking. It's because you're interrupting me all the time.
I'm not interrupting you, babe. Okay.
All right, hang on one second. Don't go anywhere. 833-685-9595. Is it interrupting somebody or is it just having a conversation? 833-685-9595. I feel like I've had the same conversation with my wife a bajillion times.
Me too.
833-685.
Not with your wife.
It was like, why are you talking to my wife about
it? You get
it. 833-685-9595. Your phone call's next. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Brad and Erica are here for Am I Wrong? And Brad gets upset with his wife, Erica, because she interrupts him. Is that how you feel, Brad?
Yeah, I'll be talking along with a story, and I'll be filling in the details and think I'm really building up to a big end of the story, you know, and then all of a sudden she'll jump in and I won't get to finish the story, and I'll lose my train of thought, and then it's over. I don't know.
Babe, that's not true though. I just know what you're gonna say, so there's no reason for me to listen, you know. I just want to respond right away. And
that's right.
There's no reason. For me to listen.
I'm done listening to you. Now you're gonna listen to me.
I let you finish. Right. I let you finish your stories before I, even though I know what you're gonna say, I let you finish your story.
Right. Okay. Right. So is it a conversation or is it an interruption? 833-685-9595. Taylor, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. What do you think? Is it interrupting or is it just the way people have conversations?
It's definitely interrupting. I don't even think anybody has a conversation like that.
Yeah, she really was interrupting him a lot at this point in time.
I mean, I know my wife and I, when we have conversations, it seems like she's interrupting me. But I think she just gets passionate about what we're talking about and she'll glom onto it.
Well, I mean, in her defense,
I don't think she really understands the definition of interrupting anyways. Yeah.
In your wife's defense, you do interrupt a lot of people a lot, Mark.
I do not interrupt people at all.
Yes, you do.
Excuse me, said the pot to the kettle.
That really is something that you do.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. By the way, she interrupted you when you were talking.
I know.
Nicole from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, great. What do you think? Is it interruption or is it just the way couples have conversations?
Well, I feel for the wife that it's definitely interruption. And I can say that because I'm horrible at interrupting myself.
Oh, you interrupt people as well.
Yes, I get really excited or into the conversation or whatever. Yeah. It's an issue I've had since a kid. me and my husband, we had to come up with a code word, actually. Something stupid that we would not use in everyday conversation.
Oh, yeah?
And when he says it, I just have to shut my mouth, not get mad, and let him finish his sentence.
What's the code word?
Shut the hell up.
I asked her, not you, Mark.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted. What's the code word?
You're gonna laugh. It's bananas.
Bananas.
That's actually a really good idea, though, because then you realize when you're messing up.
No, that's exactly right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And we're gonna adopt that principle. Janet from the North Side, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Great, Janet. What do you think?
Well, I think when y'all was like talking to her, She was stopping him in between conversations.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain himself, and he's like, hey, I got to go to the toilet. And she's like, stop, no, you're going to use the toilet paper? It's more like she just stopped him.
So
I went through the same thing because I've been married for almost 14 years, and I'm learning to, you know, sometimes you want to hear yourself just to be hearing yourself
right.
Talk instead of you hearing the conversation out. So it's like if their house caught on fire and he wakes her up and goes, babe, the house, and she goes, I know, needs to be clean, and go back to sleep.
Wait, that is so true.
Baby, the house. I know, I haven't had a chance to get to it. Just leave me alone. I'm super stressed. I'm like, all right, peace out. Bye-bye.
That's so true. Maybe that's why I do it.
833-685-9595. Anthony from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How you guys?
Great, Anthony. What do you want to say?
All right. Well, I want to say that I believe she's interrupting. My wife does it like all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I finally just learned to go with it.
Yeah.
But I think she's interrupting.
And see, that's why I think a lot of dudes will like talk to themselves. You know, I'll talk to myself because I know that I'm not going to interrupt myself.
Wow, that's
right. That's yeah. what I'm saying. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's a crazy person.
That's not a crazy person.
Yes, it is.
That's not at all. That's just
you just sit in your room and have conversations with yourself.
Not conversations, but I'll mumble to myself or I'll talk when I'm talking. I'm like, why is this?
I think you just can't stand not talking. So you have to be talking to someone at all times.
That's not
true. That's definitely the case. Wait, so I'm in a room by myself. I have to be speaking or else I'll melt. Help. You know I'm right. That's why you're being silent now for once.
833-685-9595. Simone, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What do you think, Simone?
I think it's totally interrupting. I don't have a boyfriend or significant other. However, I do this with my mom, and I swear to God, I talk for like 10 minutes, and she constantly talks over me. And then when I'm like, I'm a calm person, so when I'm like, Mom, please, she like looks at me, she's like, why are you screaming at me? And then I end up apologizing. So I think she should just like have some self-control and not interrupt, let him finish, and then their problems might go away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have some
self-control. Why do people not have self-control anymore?
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, thanks so much. So your advice to all men is just shut up and let your wife talk. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, what do you want to say?
I was going to say that I am the woman that was just talking. I do that to my husband all the time. And I think it's very important for sometimes for us to admit that we are interrupting them. So yeah. I definitely think she's interrupting.
So you like to admit it that you're, so you do admit that you interrupt your husband, but you're okay with
that.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. And in the moment, I don't think that's what I'm doing.
Right.
But when you step back from it, you think, you know, you want to tell them our stories. Us women like to talk, talk, talk.
Yeah.
But as soon as they start talking, just because we know what they're going to say doesn't mean we shouldn't let them finish.
I do the same thing, and I think it's more frustrating because I'm like, I know what I'm about to say is right or whatever he's saying is wrong. So right. That makes me want to like cut him off to be like, listen, this is the deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we have to like get our point across, because if we feel like we're wrong.
Right.
Then that's not okay.
It's important for you to let everyone know that you're actually not wrong and that you're 100% right.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Then that's worthy of interruption.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, thanks so much for the call.
You.
We appreciate it, Anna.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.